TCL is a proud sponsor of the 1500 ESPN Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Raised on basketball, raised in front of a computer screen, raised for covering the game, raised by Wolves. Now talking all things Timberwolves, the Raised by Wolves podcast.
All right, this is kind of a it's kind of an emergency sort of vent line, if you will. Timberwolves vent line for
the right
Danny.
Word. Like, it's not like we're calling 911, but we're like we're calling like the non-emergency police hotline. That's what we're doing here. We're not like it's not an imminent emergency. Like, we're not dialing 911, but we're contacting the authorities.
Okay, so the Wolves. All right,
things didn't go well out west, man.
No, it really didn't. So a week and a half ago, we were talking about how great this team was playing, and you know, this is great. The chemistry is there, and I'm still buying that the chemistry is there and everything, but. You know, what we said
not
was
on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But the thought was, okay, let's see if they can go win some games on the road, win a couple. I looked at this road trip. I saw, okay, Portland, Golden State, Sacramento, Phoenix. I thought, I'll write that down for Mackie and Judd that Friday before the trip. I thought, yeah, they'll go 3-1. Because I thought
that would have been a success.
Yeah. I thought, okay, yeah, they'll probably beat Portland on Saturday. It'll probably lose to Golden State Monday, but then they'll beat Sacramento and Phoenix just because
that would have been
Sacramento
that,
and Phoenix.
That's what I expected to happen, and I think that would have been enough to deem the trip a success.
Yeah. Even if they would have gone 2-2.
That would have been a bit of a disappointment, but not bad.
Yeah, you would have been like, okay, not what you wanted, but all right, we can live with that. Yeah, they went 0-4. 0-4.
You can't say anything but absolute monstrous failure, can you?
No. I mean, first of all, Phoenix. Okay, we'll start with Portland because we talked about Portland last week. Mm-hmm. Portland, you know, Robert Covington didn't play because he was dealing with the knee thing. And you felt like if he had played, then they would have won that game. So you kind of look at that and say, okay, well, still disappointing, but.
Understandable.
You know, understandable. Okay, Golden State is Golden State. You're not going to beat them, so whatever. Sacramento, we talked about that. Does anybody want to guard a three-pointer? Anybody want to play defense against three-pointers? Does anybody want to take
more?
Any threes?
Does anyone want to shoot,
any threes?
Because what we talked, we had our company holiday party on Saturday night.
Yep.
And we talked about I think you said that they just got into a three-point shootout and lost. I'm like, no, they didn't get into a three-point shootout. A three-point shoot, it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
They just watched the Kings shoot threes. They didn't get into a shootout. They refused to shoot threes. For a good portion of that game, the Kings had as many made threes as the Wolves had attempted.
Mm-hmm.
And in the month of December, the Wolves are averaging 5 or 6 less threes per game attempted than they did in the first couple months of the season.
And I'm trying to understand what has happened. And this has kind of been my gripe with Tom Thibodeau to begin with, is that he will change and show some signs of like evolving and catching up with the times. And you're thinking, okay, yeah, Tibbs is, he's catching up. He's,
sure.
He's figuring it out, but he doesn't stick with it.
I'm just curious where it all went.
Yeah. Where did it go?
Because it was working. There's no question it worked.
Yeah. I just don't understand why, when you know, especially when you know against Sacramento, because the last time you played Sacramento, Willie Cauley-Stein was pulling up from three.
Mm-hmm. And they play with they're the number one team in pace in the NBA too. So you know they're going to play fast, and you know that's the style they want to play. And you can't fall into that trap against them. This is a game where the Wolves really needed to slow things down. And they're going to need to do that again tonight. And depends when you're listening to this. I mean, maybe they did. Maybe they got blown out by Sacramento tonight. We don't know yet. It's only 1 o'clock on Monday.
We'll find out.
So that's something they need to do. And they just really struggle with forcing teams to play their style. And we saw this. We see this against Memphis just about every time they play Memphis. They fall into that grind, that grit and grind game with the Grizzlies.
They let the opponent dictate.
Yes.
They let the opponent dictate the tempo of the game and how the game is going to be played.
Major problem.
Yeah. And then, I mean, Saturday they go into Phoenix and just lay an egg and against one of the worst teams in the NBA. And I just don't – it got to the point where you get to Saturday and you're thinking, well, okay, they're 0-3 on this trip. But come on, they're not going to lose to Phoenix. Like, come on. Like, losing to Phoenix would be ridiculous.
Without Trevor Ariza and Devin Booker's just getting back.
Yeah.
And all those things.
And then you've got
they lose to Phoenix.
Then you got DeAnthony Melton and, you know, TJ Warren and I almost called him Taj Warren. Maybe that was because I was thinking about Taj.
About that.
Yeah. So by the way, Taj missed that game. He had a funeral to attend
his aunt died. He had a funeral in North Carolina.
Yeah. And so obviously, you know, condolences go out to Taj for that. But Taj was still in the news.
He was in the news.
He was in the news over
the
weekend.
He made some news.
Yeah, so somebody – so take me through this a little bit. So somebody on Instagram, was it somebody's
from his account. Well, someone commented – let me go pull this up.
Because it was like a post on something about the Wolves, right? And somebody commented that, like, Tibbs needs to be fired, blah, 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 blah. And Taj's Instagram account liked the comment.
Yeah, I don't know what post it was on, but there was a comment that said, 12 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 2 steals, shooting 83% in only 15 minutes. This is speaking about Derrick Rose, I believe, because the commenter was 25 to the top. I'm going to assume that's talking about Derrick Rose.
Sure.
He got 21 minutes and only got 5 points and 8 assists. Or it's talking about Tyus, one of the two. It's talking about a backup point guard.
Mm-hmm.
This is embarrassing. If they don't find a way to pull this out, Tibbs should be fired right after the game. And Taj Gibson liked both of them. Well, Taj Gibson's account. Today at shoot around, he clarified. Well, he didn't really clarify. He was pretty vague about it. But he said that, like, he loves his teammates. He loves his team. That's not the kind of person he is. He said he was unaware about this happening until he got a call from, said Tibbs gave him a call about it. But yeah, it's a weird situation. Like, he didn't come out and say he was hacked, kind of called it fake news, but like it happened and he didn't tell us.
That's kind of everybody's response now. Yeah. Isn't it like fake news?
Which is so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying. But it's a weird situation.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, like, most, and you talked about this off the air with us, that most of these athletes, they all have, like, multiple people, at least, like, one other person that handles their social media accounts.
Yeah, yeah, all these guys, more than one person has access to their Instagram and Twitter accounts just to, most of the time, prevent things like this from happening.
Right, but it's like, if things like this are happening, I mean, how do these guys...
I mean, you can't defend this.
No,
like,
you
no
can't.
No defense of this.
You can't. And I don't know what to make of it. If Taj tells me that he didn't do it, considering that a lot of these guys, they all have multiple people running their accounts.
I don't think Taj did it, but somebody did on that account.
Yeah. And whoever that person is probably shouldn't have access to Taj's account.
And maybe they don't know.
Probably not. Probably not.
So. It's a weird situation.
Yeah. But we'll see how things go the rest of the way there. So now they're back home, and they're going to take on Sacramento tonight. And I think it's Detroit coming in
on Wednesday.
Detroit
comes on Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Coach of the year, Dwayne Casey, and his Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
I'm not a believer in them.
Are you like anti-Pistons? Does that come from like your Cleveland days?
I mean, I hated the Pistons growing up. Like, the Pistons were the team I hated when I was a kid because of that LeBron rivalry with them. Like, my favorite game other than like the Cavs Warriors finals in 2016 was like game 5 in 07 when LeBron had 48 points.
Like, that was when he scored like 28 of the last 29 points or something like that.
29 of the last 30 and 25 straight.
Okay, yeah.
Amazing. Like, that is to this day one of my probably four or five favorite NBA games ever. It mm-hmm. was like, I remember where I was in seventh grade and I remember everything about it. But I don't like dislike. I have no current day. I have like no biases against any teams really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm just not a believer in this Pistons group.
Well, and I don't know if like the Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond thing is ever really going to.
Exactly. Like, what are they going to, they're not a contender in the East.
Right.
I mean, there are.
And they still have Reggie Jackson at point guard, which mm-hmm. good luck.
There are probably in the East. I mean, I think Toronto is going to win the conference. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in the Raptors. Boston's legit. Indiana's legit. I'm somewhat of a believer in Milwaukee, but I still have hesitations and qualms with them.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I missing?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. I like Philadelphia, but I don't think Detroit's in that group.
No. I mean, that's going to be, you know, I kind of feel for Dwayne Casey a little bit because he's kind of in a situation there where he's going to sort of keep them afloat where they'll probably make the playoffs as like a 7 or 8 seed every year.
But what's their ceiling?
But the ceiling is just that is going to be their ceiling.
And his old team looks better without him.
Yeah.
I mean, granted,
you think he's sitting back? You think Dwayne Casey is sitting back? And, you know, we both agree that they probably just needed to make the change anyway. But you think Dwayne Casey's sitting back saying, you guys fire me, LeBron goes to the other conference, and then you trade for Kawhi? He's got to be sitting back thinking, like, come on, man.
He's
like,
still getting paid at the end of the day.
That's true.
And
he's got to be good.
And the thing is, it's not that he couldn't figure out how to beat LeBron in a series, he couldn't figure out how to beat LeBron in a game.
Yeah.
Like in the playoffs over the past three seasons, they went 2-12 against LeBron.
And when you consider that last year, Nate McMillan and Victor Oladipo pushed the Cavaliers to 7 games in the first round.
And then y'all couldn't get a game. Right. You won 59 of them in the regular season. You couldn't figure out how to win one.
Number one seed and everything. Yeah.
59 for what, man?
All right. Back to the Wolves here very quickly. This is going to be one of our shorter editions of Raised by Wolves, but we just had to get this off of our chest and sort of vent about that awful road trip. What are they going to do now? What are they going to do now? Like, I was skeptical. I mean, I was skeptical of playoffs anyway, but like that, you know, and they're probably going to win. They're probably going to win tonight. They're probably going to win Wednesday because they're Saturday. Much better at home.
Said that Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I did say that Saturday.
Oh, they'll be Phoenix. Yeah, no problem. How much for that?
Phoenix is 5-24. They're one of the worst teams in the league.
Not anymore. Now they're 6-24.
Yeah, I know. I know. But
I mean, it's baffling to me how different this team is at home versus the road. Like they've looked like every single game that I've been at in person, they've mm-hmm. looked like a contender. They just have. And that includes the away game in Cleveland. Like they look good in that game. Now, granted, Cleveland is better than Phoenix though.
Yeah.
So I will say that. but then they get away from Target Center and they look like they forgot how to play basketball.
Yeah, and it's a lot of the same. Just there's defensive breakdowns, and there's just this.
They looked like a lottery
team.
They're
out of rhythm on offense.
They looked like a lottery team against Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah. So
and Sacramento, and Golden State, Portland. I'll give them a bit of a pass because Covington was out. But they looked like a lottery team for a week out on the West Coast.
Yeah, I don't know, but. You know, we'll see how it goes the rest of the way. I mean,
trade everyone, get picks,
blow it all up. No, I just don't. I don't know. I mean, there's not really a whole lot you can do right now. There's not like a big trade that they can make, and I mean,
they already fired their bullet.
Yeah,
they did. I mean, the only what are they gonna? What do they have to give up to stay in contention? You know, they don't have assets.
Yeah. Is this, I mean, long term, though, could this end up being good for them from the standpoint of you don't? I mean, because when they first made the Butler trade anyway, it's kind of like, well, they're probably not going to be a playoff team anyway. So now you're just hoping to get a pretty good lottery pick. I mean, I feel like long term, this is going to be better for them anyway.
It's better for them long term. Well, it's better for them long term. And I said this when they made the trade, that it's better for them long term to get the best possible player they can in this year's draft because they're so capped out moving forward money wise. Like they won't be able to add, they won't be a player in free agency for probably 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's your best opportunity to add an impact player is to tank. I've said that. I've been on record saying that. But it also will give you a will likely give you a chance to reset organizationally. Because if they miss the playoffs and they go into a downspin and say they finish 35-47, I think that adds up.
Mm-hmm.
Say they finish there. It's gone. Scott Layden's gone. Like those guys aren't going to be able to survive that, right? I don't think so.
And then
it gives you a reset organizationally. That might be something that could help.
But then the next person you hire, I mean, that's going to be vital.
Oh, you have to hit on it.
That's going to be so vital to get that right.
The next person you hire might be the most important hire in the history of this franchise, potentially.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes the rest of the way. But, you know, we just had to get that off our chest. This is going to be a shorter edition of Raised by Wolves, but we just had to. We were at
we'll
the
be
holiday
back tomorrow
party.
With more.
We were at the holiday party on Saturday, and we were like, they lost to Phoenix? Okay, we gotta talk about this on Monday. Yeah, we got some things to get off our chest. But
sorry you didn't win anything.
I know. I was a little bummed.
I was bummed too. I wanted those Delta plane tickets.
It was a fun night though.
Oh, it was a blast. Yeah.
Hubbard holiday parties are always a good time. So.
I had the best shoes in the building too.
I noticed you was rocking those nice kicks. Those were dope. Those were dope.
I had the Concord 11s on, baby. That was the best dress.
Find the Raised by Wolves podcast at podcast1.com, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, and of course 1500ESPN.com. Follow Danny on Twitter at RealDCunningham. Follow me at MannyHill84. We'll be back with another edition tomorrow. Dane Moore will be joining us. I believe we'll be streaming it live too in the morning.
We're gonna try.
Yeah, we're gonna try and make that happen again. So thanks for listening to this quick hitting Raised by Wolves podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.